For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Got over to the front end of the Alleyway Theater, the smaller stage, where the brazen-faced varlets put on a very funny play called The Taming.
And what is that about?
Well, some people were saying there's some relationship to The Taming of the Shrew. I could not get that at all. But what I kept thinking was, Alexander who? Turns out there's a beauty pageant, and Miss Georgia, who's going for the title of Miss America, wants, when she wins, to rewrite the Constitution. That's in the first act. In the second act, the same three women take on totally different roles, including that of James Madison, who actually is rewriting the Articles of Confederation. It's very funny, very fast-paced, and I guess for folks who like West Wing and or Hamilton, it might be right up their alley.
Well, playwright Lauren Gunderson, getting quite a bit of play these days. I couldn't get over there because I was out of town. I was in New York City.
What'd you see?
Several things. Among the most interesting was a new play, Apologia, starring Stockard Channing, about a woman committed to the feminist causes of the women's movement who has just written a memoir, a professional memoir, and whose two sons come back objecting to their absence from this memoir. And it was quite a powerful play and a surprise. It hasn't gotten a lot of the mention that some of the other things I saw did get, but I thought it was a highlight, and I always enjoy Stockard Channing, and she's really marvelous in it. Mm-hmm. But I also saw Janet McTeer as Bernhardt in the Bernhardt's Hamlet, about an episode in the life of Sarah Bernhardt, where she played Hamlet, as other actresses before her have done and since as well. Tour de force performance, but I've got to say the play kind of left me cold. I thought that the first act was a mishmash mess, and it finally started to pull together in the second. Kind of surprising, because things I've written assessed it in exactly opposite faction, saying that it was tight in the first act and fell apart in the second, or that it was brilliant, and I didn't get that from it at all. And it's not that I don't know the history, I do. So it was a bit of a disappointment, but a privilege, of course, to see her. And I took in Torch Song, the revival of Torch Song trilogy, with Michael Urie in the role that Harvey Fierstein had written for himself. And it's marvelous. It just is really wonderful, with Mercedes Rule in the role of the mother, which had been originated by Estelle Getty, who people will remember from her role on The Golden Girls. That was previous to The Golden Girls, of course.
But you said you were going to do something with one of our favorite playwrights, Terrence McNally.
Oh, Terrence's 80th birthday. Uh-huh. So it went down, and it was a public event. It was a screening of the new documentary about him, about his life. A beautiful documentary, and they screened the film, and then also had Lynn Ahrens, Christine Baranski, Nathan Lane, and Terrence himself do a little panel discussion. And then at one point, scenes from Love, Valor, Compassion, but a thrilling moment, Nathan Lane and Christine Baranski, and one must always mention on WBFO, Buffalo's own Christine Baranski.
Who has a star in the Plaza of the Stars.
In the pavement right here in her hometown, got up and did a scene from Lips Together, Teeth Apart, which they did together 27 years ago. And it was brilliant, just wonderful.
This is the final weekend for Desiderio's Dinner Theater, Social Security. We went. If you're of a certain age, you're absolutely going to love it. And I was very pleased. All of the actors of equal weight. Sometimes that's a problem. You know, somebody steals the show or whatever. Here, it truly was an ensemble.
It's
three
really
men, three women.
Great fun. I enjoyed Social Security as well.
Well, the big news for Shays is Fiddler on the Roof, a touring production. Great music. Can't go wrong with Fiddler.
One of the great musicals of our time, and this is a highly regarded Broadway revival, out on tour. Also opening, opened last night, Mother Jones in Heaven and Hell, a musical.
I'm sorry. Mother Jones, the feminist, political, left-leaning radical.
This will be my second Mother Jones musical.
Okay.
Yes. No. A story that needs to sing.
Yes.
Absolutely. All those union songs that union history is imbued with music.
Okay.
And this is the author of The Last Will and Testament of Joe Hill that John Profeta had done so beautifully a year or so ago.
And a big opening in more ways than one, Speed the Plow, David Mamet's play over at Road Less Traveled Production. Of course, it's the opening of the play itself tonight, but the opening of their brand new theater on Main Street.
People are really curious about it. Have been walking down, seeing that area of downtown come alive, and certainly a brand new theater is going to be helpful. And closing, it's last chance to see Big Fish, last chance to see Little Shop of Horrors, last chance to see The Strudel Lady.
As you say, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.